Look, up in the air. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's We Got the Geek.
All right, well, it's John here for We Got the Geek, and I'm sitting here. I'm in the lovely hamlet of Port Colborne, Ontario, where we're going to be seeing an interesting little event for a very important cause. The person in charge of that event is with me now, actually our Canadian Garrison 501st member, Aaron Russell, who does a pretty mean Darth Vader. He's sitting with me here, and he's going to talk to me about Jace Wars. How are you doing, Aaron?
Not bad. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. I'm glad that you took the time to sit down and talk to us, especially about the importance of the event and, you know, really the history behind it and what it means to you. And then, you know, maybe we'll talk a little bit about what's going to be happening at the event. So why don't you first just start off by telling us what is Jace Wars?
Basically, Jace Wars is a site my family has created to... for kind of three reasons: to educate, to promote our story and share it, and to raise monies for a good cause, Ronald McDonald House, Hamilton. Basically, we hope to share our story and tell everybody what happened to us, and kind of let them know that they're not alone. And also, we're going to have a webisode section where hopefully students from McMaster University will be doing a section on what an MRI is, what chemotherapy is. So if you are a young person or a parent and your child or yourself are diagnosed, you can go to this website, and it's kind of dumbed down for you.
Okay, so really to make sure that you have the information you need on how to prepare for, you know, a situation like that.
That's right.
Good, good. To learn more about your story, it's a pretty detailed story, and I won't make you go into the whole thing here. You have a Facebook page?
Yes, we do. Jace Wars.
Jace Wars on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay. And also, you have a website that you're getting going?
Yeah, jacewars.com. It will launch July 1st.
July 1st. Yeah. Excellent. So, yeah, to learn more about the real details behind the story of Jace Wars, those would be the places to go to learn more. And, you know, we can mention right now, Jace, in fact, is your son.
Jace is my son, yes. Yeah. I'll just give you a brief. I guess it's important. When he was 14 months, he was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And he was told that he was lucky to be breathing, and we shouldn't expect him to live through the night. And then the surgery was done, and the little fighter kicked back, and here we are today with 100% recovery. And the doctor said last time when we went for his MRI that his chances of getting another tumor are just as likely as me or you getting one.
Excellent.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's a really cool little guy.
He is a very cool little guy.
and he was just here a little while ago running around, and he's a neat, and he does a mean little Boba Fett.
He is the cutest Boba Fett, even the real Boba Fett, even.
Yeah, I saw the photos of that. Little Boba gets to meet Jeremy Bullock,
right?
And that was pretty cool to see, I have to admit.
Yeah, and because I said, "Jace, this is Boba Fett," he goes, "No, no, no. I'm Boba Fett." Jeremy Bullock was kind of laughing about it, but how can you explain to a three-year-old, you're right, so.
Well, it's great to hear. He's made his full recovery.
Absolutely.
He's many good, strong, fun years ahead of him.
For sure.
So that's definitely a good thing.
Absolutely.
And this event is really for him, about his story, to help others who may be in the same situation.
Yeah.
And that's pretty good, so. You know, it's awesome that you're doing that.
And Jace Wars itself, it's not a love story for my son, because although I love him more than the world, it's just named after him. It's something like it's one of those stories where you always see tragedies spark these great things, and fortunately enough that we have a happy ending that we can do some good with it. So.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to the event. I know we Got the Geek will be there to help out and to help promote.
Much appreciated.
It's definitely something that's coming up. It's July 13th, is it?
July 13th, Saturday, yep. It's going to be a very busy day.
Indeed, and we're doing it right here in Port Colborne.
Right here on West Street, yeah. It's right on the canal, tourist section, if you can call Port Colborne a tourist city. We will have a strong presence throughout the city. So if you're coming to Port Colborne that weekend, You just may see a stormtrooper waving a sign somewhere.
Excellent. So we're going to have some 501st members marching around, are we?
Yeah. And especially when one of us is in need, the 501st are there, so...
Yeah, it's been amazing. It's, you know, we've talked about this time and time again on the air where, you know, I'm building my suit to join the 501st just because right. of just being part of some of the events as an artist that these guys do. I couldn't help but get drawn in, and, you know, obviously you had a hand in helping rope me.
Oh, yeah, a little bit. I do have the dark side on my side going.
But it really is something special to be part of that group and around such a great group of people who really will do anything for someone in need. It really is amazing to see, especially when it involves kids. So when it comes down to July 13th and we're all there for Jace Wars, what kind of things can we expect to see at the event, you know, with it being the inaugural event?
Right. Well, you know, we're still trying things out. We're pretty excited because it's not like a normal con. It's more of a fundraiser, I guess you would call it. There will be games, but all the games have a Star Wars feel to them. So your average mini putt is now an Endor mini putt.
Excellent.
Your normal racing game is now a Tatooine Save Boba Fett game.
Nice.
We also have a what would you call it? The Death Star Angry Bird trench run kind of.
Kind of like a ring toss with Angry Birds.
Exactly.
It's in the trench. Excellent.
In the Death Star trench. So. Your average games have a Star Wars feel. We will have raffles, prizes, half and half draw. There'll be pizza pop, photo opportunities with not just Star Wars guests, but we're talking to some Disney princesses. So
excellent.
We're hoping to have the girls
make sure that everybody's got something there for them.
And we understand that some girls like Star Wars, some don't, and we're hoping to branch it out. And I've also invited some costume superheroes might make an appearance.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's just a fun day for the kids. Basically, there'll be some artists doing their thing, doing some sketches and things like that.
Yeah, I know a few of those artists, and there's some amazing talent coming in there for that.
And you know what? Everyone's been so gracious, it almost makes me cry, and it just...
It's okay. Nobody can see you when we're podcasting, right?
That's awesome. But just the fact that people are willing to do so much for someone that they don't even know, it just... The cause is that powerful, and if you could see the work that Ronald McDonald House did, I mean, just in my short experience with them, we were only there for a week, but when we went there, it was 3 days, and I haven't had a bite to eat, and because when your son's in, you know, live or die mode, you don't have time to think, and then I just went in the room, and the staff there just, when is the last time you ate? And I'm like, oh, I guess it's 3 days. They just basically took me off my feet, and it's the best place you never want to stay.
They didn't just take care of Jace. They took care of you
and
your wife.
Yeah, and Ronald McDonald House is really family-centered, and that's why we chose that charity because, you know, the kids are getting the best treatment at the hospital. It's trying to keep everything normal for them, and, you know, it's hard to have an exam for a high school student, but now it's hard to have an exam while you're having chemo treatments.
Yeah.
And that's what Ronald McDonald House does. It's trying to make a normal environment for these kids who have it rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's great to hear. I know that Ronald McDonald House has been around for quite a while, mm-hmm. and, you know, they've certainly earned the respect that they have.
Absolutely.
So it's quite nothing short of really exciting to be part of an event that's actually going to help give back to them because they give back so much to everyone else.
That's right, yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's a really, really awesome idea that you're doing that for them, you know, given what they've done for you.
Oh, and yeah. I don't even think we can thank them ever enough. Same with the doctors at McMaster. But I think if we can raise a couple dollars, it might help.
Yeah, every little bit counts towards it, right?
So we're very excited. And basically, I kind of want to be the Rob DiNofrio pork over.
So yeah, I'm sure he'll love to hear that.
Yeah, he'll love that. But
well, his event Fun Expo has really done amazing things for Help a Child Smile, and you know we've both been part of that with them. That's a wonderful event, and you know it's really actually awesome to see how all of those guys who are always involved and putting all that hard work into those events have all stepped up to help you with yours as well.
Yeah. And it's awesome because now we almost have a face for it. Like, we were all a family before, and we just did Help a Child Smile because it was a good cause. But now, it's personal.
Yeah.
And We didn't want it to be, but here we are. And now we're going to do something about it.
But that's one thing I've really noticed, you know, having been roped in with you guys, the 501st in our area. You guys really are like a big family.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, you're an official uncle right now, you know?
Yeah.
It's really... It's not just about Star Wars. It's just, you know, when you share a passion with these people, they get you.
Yeah. And, it certainly is a camaraderie that I was not expecting at
no.
all.
No. And you know what? Just even the 501st, just in general, around the world, we had one member visit from Australia, Nick Bishop.
Yeah, he was really cool.
Oh, he came up to us. It was like a long-lost brother, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just so natural. And to have something like that, it's very weird, but it's very comforting.
I have to agree with you. It is hard to get used to at first when you're not expecting it. You know, the world the way it is today, it really is something special to see so many people willing to be so close, even though you've never met.
Right.
And, you know, and again, like you're seeing that with every event that I've been involved with,
mm-hmm.
And now with Jace Wars coming up, having them all just, you know, it's not a matter of, oh, let me see if I can arrange a chance to be at this one or do something to help.
No.
It's okay, when do you need me? Where do you need me? And what do you need me to do? You just say the word and I'm there. And
exactly.
It's been pretty amazing to witness that. And, you know, it really shows how important this sort of thing is to these people.
Yeah, and, you know, it's very hard, especially, well, I just had another little genie, and, you know, with two kids, it can be hard, but, I mean, they're even babysitting, you know, like, they just offer, why don't you guys go out for the night, we'll babysit, and the guys, especially Force United Niagara, like, our little section of the 501st here, it's, I could hang out with everybody every day, you know what I mean, it's just,
yeah,
the greatest friends you'll ever meet. And now you're one of us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm still getting used to it. And,
yeah.
You know, just one day it was hey, come on over. Why don't you put the Darth Vader suit on? Can I even think fast enough to say no? Of course I'm going to go do that. And, you know, it was really cool just to sit there and with the Jason and his family and try that out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it gives me another aspect to see, you know, just how important the camaraderie is to everybody here.
Well, the thing is, we've all started out, especially when you're building a costume or started doing a charity. I don't know what I'm doing. And no one does when they first start out. So now you get these people who have done cons or have done costumes, and now they give you expertise because they got it from someone else. So we're just passing on the love, and we just want everything to be successful. Like, there's no competition.
Yeah.
You know, my goal is not to beat Rob's event.
Right.
But, you know, he's raising money for a great cause. I'm raising money for a great cause. So let's work together and maybe build on both events.
Yeah, build on both events. Certainly they're both, you know, huge causes and, you know, they both do great things. So it's really nice to see that they're both going. And, you know, like you said, there's no competition in there. It's just a, well, we have this cause to help, and we have this cause to help. So, what can we do to help them?
Yeah.
It's not looked any different than that to me.
And just another reason to get together too, because a lot of the people from Toronto, from all these areas, these artists are coming down strictly for these shows.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, because we're all busy with families and things, it's hard to get together. So when you do a nice con like this or a fundraiser, it's just an excuse to get together.
Yeah, and the little dinners and stuff afterwards are always
the
fun as well.
Yeah, that's when we put the kiddies away and, you know.
Yeah, the kids go down for their nap or their snooze for the night and, you know, your typical silly guys with stormtrooper helmets just kind of...
Having a beer.
Yeah, exactly. Kicking back, having a beer, sitting back thinking about the great work that they've done for the day and, you know, who they've helped. Because I have to say, like, you guys have really helped a lot with what you've done so far with, you know, with Fun Expo as 501st members,
mm-hmm.
just walking by, like even just the simple events where you just show up at a comic book shop in costume, no real fundraising event involved there necessarily,
mm-hmm.
but there's not a kid that walks by on the street or, you know, and when I say kid, I mean, you know, from say stroller size to 80 years old,
exactly.
There's not one of them that goes by without smiling. Right. So,
and that's the key. And when you see a kid smile, I think there's nothing better in the world. And then when you realize that, especially at Ronald McDonald House, these kids had it tough and they deal with stuff. Me as a 30-year-old, I can't even dream of, I don't know how I would deal with it, but if me dressing up for 5 minutes is going to put a smile on their face, well, I'm going to do it. So,
absolutely, yeah, it really is something special, and you know, it's really great that you're sharing your story with the world. Really, at this point, it's not just your local group.
Yeah,
you're sharing with the world now.
Our model is sharing our story with the galaxy, so we're out there.
Yeah, I've seen, you know, promotional things done with the local papers, and, you know, it was up on the 501st Facebook page.
Yeah, it's kind of blown up, taken a life of its own. Again, we just started, you know, not knowing. We called the paper and said, you know, we're going to be doing a little party fundraiser. Would you like to do a story? Well, she came over to the story, and we went the next day. She said it'll be a Monday's paper, so Monday I went to 7-Eleven. And Port Colborne's a very small city, so everyone knows each other. And I said, could I get a copy of the Tribune, the local paper? And she said, oh, are you guys in it? I'm like, I think we're have a little story. I pull out the paper. It's the full front page. There's nothing else but Jace Wars. And then we take up the second page.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, I'll take about 14 more copies, please. So
nice.
It's really exciting. And then I don't know how on earth, but it hit the actual 501st main site, and they didn't even know I was a 501st member. So it's just through word of mouth and the Star Wars community, which, as you know, is
it's
a very caring community,
yeah.
And the causes are just, wow. So it's really getting the backing. In fact, the person who designed, as I was telling you before, the 501st logo is actually in designs for, in works for the Jace Wars logo.
Yeah, you were telling me that earlier. I was just blown away.
Yeah, and like for me to even think of anything that big, the goal was to maybe sell 100 coins a year. That's what Jace Wars was about.
Yeah, actually, speaking about your coins, they're like little commemorative coins that mm-hmm. you've done for the event. I know I picked up a couple of them. All of our local group
yeah.
guys have them, and they're really neat. I really like
yeah,
them.
It's
little Boba Fett on the front, which
yep.
is Jace in his suit.
Jace in his costume, and yeah, it says Jace Wars on the other side, and they were limited number to 100. And, yeah, we sold out within 72 hours. And, you know, again, being the first run, I thought 100 was a lot. I was getting a little nervous. Are we going to sell 100? But next year, we're ordering 500. And
wow.
It'll be a different coin and for $10, and all proceeds go to Ronald McDonald House Hamilton. And it just took off. And I get emails to this day from various members around the world of the 501st. They really want a copy of this. And I'm like, sorry, guys. Like, I didn't even promote it. It was just gone in 72 hours just from friends and family. And
well, I'm good for a couple for the next run.
Yeah.
You know, I want one for my own personal collection and for my son's. You know, my son's just... just shy of a year younger than Jace himself.
Yeah.
So, you know,
and
he's starting out just kind of following in those same footsteps.
Yeah, and again, like, they'll be raised as brothers. I mean, it's just such a small-knit community that, I don't...
Yeah, it's really hard to explain and put into words. It really is.
Yeah, it truly is.
But, you know, we are looking forward to Jace Wars. We're looking forward to this event and helping raise money for a really important cause.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a good cause. This is an important cause for an amazing organization that does really wonderful work, Ronald McDonald House. So, you know, certainly we'll talk to you again at the event.
Oh, sure, for sure.
You're going to be busy, but we're going to drag you aside for a few minutes.
Oh,
and,
for sure.
You know, we'll talk about the event and what's happening there and... you know, I really appreciate that you took the time to sit down and talk to us about this event.
Well, I can't thank you enough for coming down and even mentioning us. It's humbling and at the same time exciting. It's a very important time in this world for us. And it's just Jace Wars, who knows where it might go, but this is the ground level.
Yeah. Who knows where it's going to go, but you know, here's hoping that it does what it intends to do and, you know, raise awareness, help educate, and you know, if possible, entertain a little bit along the way.
Yeah.
You know, something that's really important to do. And you know, Jace is a wonderful little guy, so it's really great that he's here today to be able to be involved with this. So again, Aaron, thank you, and we're looking forward to July 13th here in Port Colborne. Follow the Facebook page, the Jace Sports website, which launches July 1st. You said
July 1st, yeah.
You know, as soon as we get all that out there, we'll make sure that there's more links on the We Got the Geek website and our Facebook
for sure.
page as well.
Appreciate that.
So yeah, just stay tuned. There's more coming very soon, and we're looking forward to a wonderful day.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
You take care.
You too.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.